So, Detective, she asked, could you please explain why, as a part of your investigation, you are interrogating a juvenile without her parents' consent? Is she a suspect in the crime? Or a witness to any of the events? And what about those rumors of interdepartmental non-cooperation slowing down the investigation? Green stared at the reporter. He shot a glance at Agent Rick. Rick shrugged. He's got you. You took a chance. It didn't pay off. Green spat a word that authority figures oughtn't say in front of juveniles, and then stomped out. Lydia Stern winked at me, then followed on his heels, recorder held out toward him, asking a steady stream of questions whose only reasonable answers would make Green look like an idiot. Rick watched him go and shook his head. Then he said to me, what's your stake in this? The girl's my friend's daughter, I said, just looking out for her. He gave me a slight nod. I see. Green's under a lot of pressure. I'm sorry you got treated like that. Rick, I said in a patient voice, I'm not a teenage girl. Please don't try to good cop me. His polite, interested expression vanished for a second behind a quick, boyish grin. Then he shrugged and said, it was worth trying. I snorted. You know he can get the subpoena. It's just a question of running through channels. I rose. That's not my problem. I'll leave it to the carpenter's attorney. I see, he said. You actually are interfering with the investigation. He could probably make it stick. Come on, agent. I'm protecting the rights of a juvenile. The ACLU would eat that raw. I shook my head. Besides, what you're doing is wrong. Bullying girls? Hell's bells, man, that's low. A flicker of anger touched Agent Rick's expression. Dresden, I know you don't have a concealed carry permit. You want me to suspect you of carrying a weapon and search you for it? Oops. I thought nervously of the revolver in my backpack. If Agent Rick wanted to make an issue of it, I could be in trouble. But I didn't want him to know that. I tried to shake it off with a nonchalant shrug. How's that going to help stop the killer before he strikes again? Rick tilted his head to one side and frowned at me. Damn it, I've got to get a better poker face. He oriented on me, eyes searching over me for possible places to hide a gun. Irrelevant, he replied. If you're breaking the law, you're breaking the law.